Back on In Focus, News Radio KMAN. We're chatting here with our USD 383 officials, Assistant Superintendent Eric Reed and School Board Member Daryl Eady. School Board meets tonight at 6:30, and we'll talk about the agenda here in just a moment. We got some donations to go over as well. Daryl, you've got that information?
Oh, yeah. This is the thing we always appreciate in our district. We have a $4,000 cash grant from Riley County, Raising Riley, to Eugene Field Early Learning Center for behavioral and mental health support personnel. We have a $1,500 cash grant from Greater Manhattan Community Foundation to USD 383 for our kiln for the art program. We have a $4,674 cash donation from Amanda Arnold Elementary, PTO to Amanda Arnold Elementary for playground equipment, and a $1,000 cash donation from the trust company to Frank Bergman Elementary for materials and supplies for Bergman Learning in after-school time called BLAST, and the $525.52 donation of crayons, earphones, scissors, wipes, and pencils from Trinity Presbyterian Church to Lee Elementary for classroom use for a total of $11,699.52. And we totally appreciate all those donations.
Absolutely. Always good to hear so many people willing to give to the school district. And thank you to all those folks who continue to do so. Looking ahead to the agenda tonight, of course, the meeting's at 6:30. There's going to be a presentation from a lot of folks tonight on remote learning and kind of how that has impacted students here throughout the year.
Yeah, I think we've focused a lot of our time on the in-person side of it, how to get kids back in person. I know a lot of the first semester was spent that way. And we've got a little glimpses of remote learning from our KNEA Manhattan Ogden president, Aaron Meyer-Gambrell. But I think there was some, we didn't know exactly what was going on with the virtual school, what it looked like for everyone from their perspective. So they're gonna give a nice little presentation tonight to the board to give a better picture of what remote schools look like this year. I think it's gonna be pretty neat.
Yeah, it wasn't something that was always in our vocabulary here before last year in the pandemic, but kind of, you know, how, will that go over like what change from the spring to the new school year here in 2020 and 21?
It'll focus on what we did this school year on 2021, probably not talking much about the spring. The spring was just a kind of catch up. Mm-hmm. Really wasn't remote learning. Remote learning basically started, and these were teachers that were thrown into this literally, you know, days before school started, and we found out who was going on site and who was going remote. And they've really done a tremendous job in very difficult circumstances.
You know, I wonder to both of you here, are there elements of remote learning that you see continuing on here, even let's say when we have no restrictions in place?
Well, I think as a board member, the one thing I found very interesting was we had some students that really did a better job in this environment than in the regular classroom environment. And of course, then we had the opposite. We had some students that did great in the regular classroom environment that just struggled in this environment. And so, you know, it just goes to prove that everybody learns a little bit differently, and we have to find different ways to hit upon that learning ability. So, yeah. You know, that's the thing that's really interesting as a board member. Elementary kids had to have it extremely tough. How do you learn to color and all your colors and stuff remotely? It can be challenging and interesting, and yet there's some fun programs out there too. So,
and I would say too, you know, we do have a virtual school program, and we always have, but with the remote school, the difference between a virtual school and a remote school, virtual schools don't do everything. Remote schools really tried to reflect what was going on in the buildings. So that it would look very similar, you know, as far as the electives, as far as the extra things, as far as what's done in class. Virtual school is a little more simplified. I mean, it's high expectations, but there's not a lot of the extra things that go along with that. Maybe they're missing some electives. Maybe they don't have as many opportunities to interact. And they do try to get some opportunities to interact, but it's not the same as we've done with our remote schools. So I think that'll be an interesting thing as well as we move forward. It's going to look more virtual school, not remote school. And I think some people will be taking that option next year. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know if just off the top of my head, a couple of folks here that we know personally who their kid's been in remote school all year, and I think they enjoy it. So some people do, and can work it out. And it's an elementary student too. So it's interesting, and I think the high school, it makes sense the high school level would probably do a little bit better at elements of that as well, and tougher at the elementary level. What else do we have here on the agenda today? We have some purchases, a lot of construction going on. I know there's a ton of construction.
Yeah. We got all kinds of things going on with construction. So what do I see?
We have, what, 3 playgrounds we're buying, 2 for the new school.
Yep, a lot of playgrounds, security cameras, doing a maintenance truck and a mower, just normal things we typically do in the spring. Fitness center at the high school is purchasing some equipment as well. So it's always good to continue to move forward.
And fill in positions as you go, because I know you got that new elementary school to fill.
Yep. We got a lot of positions. We're working on that. Working on our numbers in our buildings now and to find out how many staff positions we need at each of those buildings. How many kids are we transitioning up to the middle school? Taking the 5th and 6th graders up there next year to be 6th and 7th graders. So that's always fun.
One more thing here before we let you go. On the consent agenda, it does talk about the calendar adoption. What is the first day of school next year?
Oh, you'd ask me that. First day of school. First day of school. I'll have to look that up. I don't have it memorized.
August 16th?
Is it?
I think that's what I saw.
August 16th? I wasn't sure if it was that or if it was
maybe.
That would be a Tuesday.
18th.
18th, yeah.
August 18th.
August 18th, okay. That is the first day of school for everybody's information there. And
yeah, I need to put that one in my head. That should be in my memory. It will be soon.
All right. Well, gotta get through this school year first. Got just a little less than 2 months, and we encourage everyone to tune in, of course, tonight for the school board meeting, 6:30, available on the Facebook page, the YouTube channel as well. Eric, thanks so much. Daryl, appreciate being here today as well.
Thanks for having us.
Absolutely. USD 383, our guests here on In Focus. Stay tuned. We're going to hear from John Cox, the superintendent at Blue Valley Randolph Schools, up next.